Hi, this is Pat Gohn, author of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious, celebrating the gift of Catholic womanhood. Welcome to 10 Bodacious Basics, 10 minutes at a time. This is a short podcast-style tour through the book with excerpts read by yours truly. Each day, we've had a new insight or reflection about the blessed dignity, the beautiful gifts, or the bodacious mission of women. Each day on the blog tour, a new question is posted at the host blog about the day's theme. And comments at the blog become your entry to win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious. I hope you'll join me in this conversation today, this our final day of the book's blog tour. Today's audio tour stop is brought to you by The Happy Catholic, created by Julie Davis. This is part 10 of 10 Bodacious Basics, and our topic today is A Christian Feminism Depends on Us. And our theme comes from chapter 10. Our bodacious calling, our maternal mission, is our role in the new evangelization that the church must take on. The time is now for women to shine their light and love as guardians of life. Echoing Christian writer Elizabeth Lazier, our mission urges us to become like the lark whose perpetual song announces the dawn in a darkened world. And I would add that we do this in a thoroughly feminine way, in tune with our blessings and beauty. We must be forces for good within a culture that has stopped cherishing the gifts of women in their fullness. We must work toward exemplifying a new feminism. Women's liberation, as I had understood it in the past, was incomplete. My core, my feminine genius, was often missing or criticized. Discovering my feminine genius opened my eyes to the real possibility of living a Christian feminism that values women in a beautiful totality, in harmony with their created design. With Jesus and Mary for inspiration and grace, coupled with the timeless teachings of the Church, we can promote a Christian feminism that strives for equality yet does not demean women or men or their gifts. We must build a culture from the inside out by first being willing to be converted ourselves. By cherishing our blessedness and our beauty and by calling men to see the values we hold most dear, we will give birth to a profound complementarity that will encourage and inspire others. For many of us, we need grace to build on nature. Fortunately, grace is not in short supply. But this will be the challenge. In order to move into a new day, we will need to forgive the men we know for their past mistakes and mistreatments. And we need to forgive ourselves. When women see complementary and collaborative relationships with men as something worth working toward, rather than adding to continued irreverent domination coming from either side, we'll see changes for good. Ultimately, men will protect and respect femininity when we are willing to protect and respect our femininity. The good of the gospel is that it leads us to new life in Christ and ultimately eternal life in heaven. This gospel of life has a very practical application for Christians. A woman's influence in the world consists of being a guardian of life. We give witness to it in our very nature, and that should extend to the moral leadership we have wherever we live and work. A culture of life will rise or fall in direct proportion to its respect for womanhood. John Paul II makes our mission clear. Echoing and expanding the words of Paul VI, John Paul writes, "In transforming culture so that it supports life, women occupy a place in thought and action which is unique and decisive. It depends on them to promote a new feminism which rejects the temptation of imitating models of male domination in order to acknowledge and affirm the true genius of women in every aspect of the life of society, and overcome all discrimination, violence, and exploitation. Making my own the words of the concluding message of the Second Vatican Council, I address to women this urgent appeal: reconcile people with life. You are called to bear witness to the meaning of genuine love, and of that gift of self, and of that acceptance of others, which are present in a special way in the relationship of husband and wife, but which ought to be at the heart of every other interpersonal relationship. The experience of motherhood makes you acutely aware of the other person and at the same time confers on you a particular task. Accepting a person who is recognized and loved because of the dignity which comes from being a person and not from other considerations, such as usefulness, strength, intelligence, beauty, or health. It is the indispensable prerequisite for an authentic cultural change. Those are the words of John Paul II from Evangelium Vitae, or the Gospel of Life. Life must stand bravely in the face of death. Like Mary, who stood at the foot of the cross, we must see the Blessed Virgin Mary as the cornerstone of a new feminism. Each woman's life, well lived, might be the best gospel anyone will ever read. But before the doing, before the carrying out of the mission, there is the being. The personhood of each woman, without her ever saying a word or doing a thing, is a sign of life. Womanhood and life, these two terms are inseparable, like Jesus and Mary. Mary is the cornerstone of a new Christian feminism built upon Jesus, the cornerstone of Christianity. This is Pat Gohn. Thanks for joining me on the blog tour. If you've missed a day and would like to check out the other Bodacious Basics that we've covered this week and last week, look for the schedule link found in this post. For now, be sure to look for details on how you might win a copy of Blessed, Beautiful, and Bodacious right here at the Happy Catholic.